Three desert island movies.
I don't even know one.
Lost.
Lost.
That's not what I mean. What the fuck is wrong with
y'all? I was like, fucking, what's the one Tom Hanks is in?
Castaway.
Castaway.
You guys are idiots.
Oh wait, you are no, you mean you have, you mean
we're raving up.
Welcome to Ramping Up.
Hi.
The podcast with Fiona Colley.
And Matt Taylor. Mm. Not the Matt Taylor from LA, the Matt Taylor from Nashville. Should we go and address that?
Fuck that guy.
There's two
comedians
named Matt Taylor, apparently. I'm one, this guy's the other. I'm the one from Nashville. I'm not the other one. Boom. Settled.
Really good.
Yeah.
Riveting, actually.
If he sees that, he's going to be like, damn, that dude fucking bombed when using our name. It's crazy.
Brady's opening roomie now.
Damn. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all code switch real quick.
Bro, Brady, our producer, he's done like a couple open mics. And one time I had Joe's in St. Louis. And he did a spot on one of my shows, and he did so well, and he got paid money.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but some.
Brady was on a roll. Have you gone up since?
No, he bombed. He bombed. He hasn't gone up since. Which is a fucking rite of passage when it comes to comedy.
Yeah, you gotta earn your stripes.
But sweet baby boy, Brady.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to bomb that much, but like...
Yeah, you don't have to bomb as much as I do. I do it like it's an art.
Yeah.
People are like, I think he means to do this when I go up there. I'm like, I don't know.
He's like, I want to leave wondering, am I crying or did I wait?
Or is that acting?
Oh!
Was I really crying on stage or was that part of my set?
Oh, yes, yes.
No, I don't bomb. I bombbed a lot early on.
Are you bomb-proof?
No, I'm thinking about it right now. It's never that far away from you. How you been since the last time I saw you?
Good. I peed.
Really?
Put on a velour track thing.
Oh, snap. I put on Rachel and Matt's merch.
I fucking love it. Yeah,
shout out Rachel Wolfson and Matt Edgar. Two very kind. Coin, nice, funny people.
I found out about that.
I gotta stop saying, I know, I love saying, like, I love nice people, but when you describe comedians, the best way to, you have to say funny first.
No,
two
very
funny
very
comedians.
Funny.
Sorry I called y'all nice,
no,
but y'all are also very nice.
I think
so.
the truth, the matter in that context, at least, what we mean by nice is like great hangs.
Great
like
hangs.
Funny, great hang, and like...
The most hospitable...
Oh my god.
People ever.
Dude,
I mean,
to give you a little bit of context, last time me and Matt were in Austin, they let us stay in their guest room, which was like the most
so nice.
Accessible experience I had had in Austin thus far.
Same.
Yeah, I choked. Yeah. And it's like a really nice apartment, like rolling distance from everything we need to go do.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Anyways, one night I went to bed a little early because I partied a little too hard. Matt stayed up and was talking to them in the kitchen. And they were telling him, they were like, we know you go on the road a lot, but like if Fiona ever needs him to Austin, you're not around, she's welcome to stay with us. Like, you don't have to worry about her safety, blah, blah, blah. And then those motherfuckers bought a shower chair. So next to my back, they're all like,
she's gonna have to sit on the floor of the shower. She didn't have to the last time we stayed there. They gave us like that stool thing.
Yeah.
But
they bought like a chair for it.
Yeah.
It was like no one asked, no one assumed.
It's
like
very, very sweet, very thoughtful.
Yeah, I don't know. People like that aren't around a lot.
They're hard to come by. And to they're hard meet to come them, on, too.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I need you to calm down. And, it's getting late.
I know on this podcast it looks like it's broad daylight, but it is. Are we giving away secrets to the pod right now? It's midnight right now.
Okay, Brady.
Anyway, very funny, very nice people.
What do you think the best song of all time is? What is your favorite song of all time? And what is your favorite song right now?
Ooh, all right. So what is the best song? What is your favorite song? And what's your favorite song right now? You go first.
I'm not like a huge music person.
Just say Sabrina Carpenter. On all accords.
Okay. I know, but now I just do comedy. I like not. Best song of all time is probably Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake. My favorite of all time is Peaches by Presidents of the United States. Just goofy and feel good. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Look out! and currently, my favorite song is one by Goldford.
Oh, Ride the Storm?
Ride the Storm by Goldford.
Yeah, we're going to see him at concert.
Oh, soon.
It's exciting. March 12th. He's coming to Vinyl Lounge.
What? Yeah, so I'm like, fuck. Oh. Did I book something?
No, nah, it's like on a Tuesday or something. All right, what's the greatest song ever? Money. By Pink Floyd. My favorite song ever is Cold Little Heart by Michael Kiwanuka. And my favorite song right now? Ooh, no. I take that. God, that's tough. Fuck. All right. My favorite song ever is a tie. Ooh. It's a three-way tie. Cold Little Heart, Michael Kiwanuka is phenomenal. Cold Desert by Kings of Leon.
Oh, my God. Or
Revelry by Kings of Leon.
Same album.
Yeah, Only by the Night, baby.
Oh, you know what I really fucking miss?
Me finishing my list. No, I'm kidding. That's what I miss. You go ahead. What's my favorite song right now? We listen to... Oh, man. I mean, this morning we listen to Sam Cooke in the morning.
I love
it. Favorite song right now? Probably some Goldford. I don't know. The only time I listen to songs is when we're in the car. Oh, freaking Neon Moon.
Neon Moon.
Yeah, banger. That might be.
If you lose your one in
I'm not going to lie. I said money just to be like a freaking music snob. But that's objective. What are you writing? You turn around, it's just a bald goblin. Oh, man, those are some...
Pretend to write only for your answer.
Yeah, it's like, why are you writing every time I say something? Why are you shaking your head? Y'all are against me on this podcast, and I can feel it.
Uh-huh.
It's...
cringy.
Palpable. See? I'm trying to be goofed up, and you're trying to be a little hard-ass on this podcast. She zooms all around the house, and then as soon as the... camera comes on, she's
the
like, "You're being weird."
The truth about me is, I'm a very serious person.
Doesn't feel good, does it?
No, I feel good at myself. I don't need y'all to tell me I'm funny. I know I am.
I do. I need it so bad. I am not confident in myself at all. Except when you're around. You make me feel confident in myself. That's very sweet.
Three desert island movies.
I don't even know one.
Lost.
Lost.
That's not what I mean.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all? I was like, fucking, what's the one Tom Hanks is in?
Castaway.
Castaway.
You guys are idiots.
Oh. Oh, wait. You are. No, you mean. You have. You mean. I'm so glad you're just as stupid as I am on that one. Wait, were you on the? You're like, what?
Movies about death.
I was thinking, oh shit! I was thinking Lost, I was like, "There's no way that's a TV show." And then you said Lost. I was like, "Is it a movie?"
No.
So you guys thought I was just asking trivia.
Yes.
Wait, so you're stranded on an island.
You have three.
You have yeah. What did you say?
You asked the question really weird.
I feel like everyone knows.
You said three Lost Island movies.
Yes. three movies.
No. You said three desert island movies. What's your top three desert island movies?
I think everyone knows. Don't turn this around on me.
Okay, sound off in the comments.
Yeah.
I am not your enemy. That was you.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good when you get ganged up on, does it?
I still feel like the smart one in that one.
Yeah, you might be.
I'm like, from not.
Oh, we're gaslighting you, to be honest.
Also, I get to edit this.
No! Okay, sorry.
All right, three movies on a desert island, The Town.
Oh,
is one
really
for sure.
Good.
Interstellar.
Damn.
I need a comedy. Otherwise, I'm going to kill myself on that island. One comedy. Tropic Thunder.
Mm.
No, Me, Myself, and Irene. Sorry.
I knew you were in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's one movie you'd like to watch on an island? Yours would be shows, but can I have Love Is Blind all seasons? Can I have Down for Love, Love Is Blind, Down for Love Is Blind, Down for Love Is Blind? That's what we should be doing, guys.
Love Is Blind at First Sight.
Down for Love Is Blind at First Sight, 90 Day Fiancé.
On the spectrum.
On the spectrum.
It's kind of what we are.
Below deck. They're on a boat.
Oh, man.
She watched Interstellar for the first time the other day. Wrecked her. Wasn't
yeah,
ready.
But no one talks about how an Interstellar, like, why does he not give a fuck about his son?
That's a very good point, dude. Dude, his daughter is his everything. And his son
and his
is just...
Son
no wonder his
to be
son's
a
like so pissed.
Like, duh.
She's like, he's gone. He's not coming back.
He sends that videos every fucking time we got his daughter, didn't it? And he was like, fuck this guy. Where's my daughter?
Yeah. He's like, I'm just doing everything I can, Dad, to make you proud. And I hope you're out there. This is my son, your grandson. He misses you so much. And he's like, yeah, what's my daughter doing? He's bawling over his daughter, his son. He's like, all right, cool.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
How do you skip? He's like holding it down like a TikTok, trying to fast forward through it.
Like y'all are right now.
That's deep.
Okay. Anchorman 1. Anchorman 2. Okay, no, no, no.
And Hoobie Halloween.
I sucked Matt's dick to Hoobie Halloween.
Whoa, dude. That's for the Patreon. Golly.
Not because of it. It just happened while I was on. Matt had a boner the whole time on that movie.
Yeah, I'm a huge Adam Sandler fan.
Sorry. You can cut that out.
No, I mean, that's...
Okay, Anchorman 1.
Leave it in. I want people to think I'm cool.
I'm, like, forgetting every movie I've ever seen.
Any rom-coms you like? Any, were you at Twilight, Hogwarts? What's that thing?
Oh, Harry fucking Potter? Let's do Juno. That's a classic, and it's ooh, really good. Ooh,
yeah. Elliot Page. Mm-hmm. Or, what were they then?
Ellen.
Ellen Page. Oh, big switch up right there.
Juno, Anchorman. And, oh, what's that one? You didn't even mad. Gold. What? Fool's Gold.
That is a good one. Also, Matthew McConaughey was like peak rom-com lead guy. But then you realize why he was so good is because he's such a good actor. Like, look at everything after. You're like, oh, that's why those were so great. It's just because he's amazing.
And hot.
I mean, what was the True Detective? Dallas Buyers Club. That one really hit home.
I never saw it. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, that's good. Oh, you're getting it. It's about AIDS.
Are there any experiences that changed your worldview?
Yes. There are, yes.
Yeah, I can think of a big one. 9/11.
I don't remember 9/11.
I was in the 8th grade. I woke up. My history teacher was...
Why are you talking like that?
No. Sorry. I woke up.
Stop.
My history teacher. Nah, I woke up. I was in a history class, and I woke up, and my history teacher was like, America's just been under attack. And like, I'm like, what kind of role play thing are we doing right now? This is weird. And then he like turns on the TV, and I'm like, oh. And then I think everybody has this story. Like, they made us go outside of the school.
It seems like the last place you should be is outside.
They're like, all right, everybody, let's, like, they did, like we had a fire in the school. I'm like, that's not, I don't know. But that changed everything. I mean, the 90s were awesome. You missed out. The 90s were quite possibly the greatest decade ever.
I was born in 96.
Yeah, so you missed out. Because by the time you have like a formed, decent memory is what?
When, 2000? How old were you when you had your first memory?
Ooh. I have a vague memory of crawling. Or like crawling upstairs in like you this townhouse in Florida. Yeah, no, I have a vague memory of like crawling up these stairs, like I think in like this condo or townhouse in Florida. I remember I think we were on vacation, and I just remember like the hue of the room, the house, and that's it. And then after the next isn't until like years later.
Holy shit.
But that was probably like, I don't even, one?
You definitely were not molested.
I always wonder if, like, I was. And I'm going to be somewhere and be like, oh, no, like, out of nowhere. Just, like, at fucking Dunkin' Donuts, getting a coffee, and then just, nope.
You're, like, one of those rare comedians where you had a pretty good upbringing.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. What's something that...
I think my first memory, I'm like 11. Like, I was thinking, like, you I don't tell remember, like, stories from when I was younger. You They're remember, like, all being told to me. I don't actually remember any
Who was
of
your
it.
Kindergarten teacher?
I don't know.
Who was your second grade teacher?
I don't know. Third Wait, grade. Third grade. So I remember another last name. I don't know. It's my stepdad.
Do you remember school at all?
I remember stories that were told to me. I remember I had a friend.
Do you remember that friend?
Yes.
Do you remember what they looked like at that age?
No.
Do you remember hanging out with them?
I remember getting bit by a dog, but I was like 10.
These are all stories that like someone could tell. Like,
that's what I mean. I'm like, can I actually picture being there and experiencing? Like, even like...
Did I even experience any of these things?
Right. No, it really kind of fucks with you. You're like, what's like a genuine memory I have and what are just things that people tell me happened? Like sports. I was really into sports even... Like, I played soccer for 6 years starting when I was like 5. You know what I mean?
You don't remember us playing sports?
No. I don't remember soccer. There are videos... I've seen the videos.
That's weird. I have like big. I remember I hit an in the park home run when I was like 7, and I remember that. But other than that, I don't remember like day to day play or anything like that. You know, you say nothing before 11, so 5th grade.
Maybe 10.
Or 5th grade. Yeah, that's wild. Because you remember like fall festivals or nothing like that.
No.
Huh. Do you remember fall festivals?
Ooh, I do remember. I think I was in 3rd grade. I was opening a box of cereal in the morning before school. My mom was getting ready and it was like brand new. So I had to open the bag on the inside. I was pulling it to open it and explode it everywhere. And it was Trix, so they were little balls. And it went all over the kitchen. My mom lost her fucking mind.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom telling me my parents were getting divorced in 3rd grade.
Oh, yeah. Ice cream.
I have a weird thing with ice cream. My mom was like, do you guys want to go get ice cream? We were like, hell yeah. And we walked down to the place, and while we're eating ice cream, my mom told us my dad and her were getting divorced. He wasn't there. He was already gone.
What kind of ice cream was it?
Rocky Road. Rocky Road.
I was like, come on, come on.
Rocky Road. Oh man.
Now, Rocky Dale Davis Road.
So now if anyone like asks me if I want to get ice cream, I assume they have terrible news and I panic.
Sometimes I just have a sweet tooth. Oh no. Damn it. Well, that sucks.
Anyway.
My parents were just always on the brink of getting divorced. Did your parents say they're divorced?
No, they're
not.
No, they've been divorced.
Yeah.
But damn. Got divorced again.
White Rhino.
Hey.
Oh. I don't like. I'm trying to think of like my parents' life if they had got divorced. Like, because I always thought 2 Christmases sounded so cool. But now as an adult, I'm like, oh, they weren't 2 good Christmases. You had one decent one and one very
really
sad
bad one.
One.
It was always one would be like, what'd your mom get you?
Yeah, that's kind of ideal, right? It's like, all right, I have a PS1 here, and then I also have a PS1 here.
Yeah.
And Tony Hawk Pro Skater rips.
I used to play
that soundtrack plays in my head even when I don't even know it.
Dude, I tried to be a skater girl for a long time because I used to hang out at the skate park in Franklin and like tried to hit on the older boys. But I was like 11. And they didn't go for it. And then I started stuffing my bra and they went for it. Boys are dumb.
I was never a skater boy. I was an aggressive inline skater boy. Jake was a skater, and I put the skates on and would grind things.
Who is Jake?
My brother.
You have to tell them.
Oh, yeah. I have a brother named Jake. All right. I think that did it. He was a skateboarder. He was a skateboarder. I was a skater boy. That was a fun time. Then my dad hated it. He said it was white trash. And, you know, I don't know if he was far off, but it was fun. I'm really going down memory lane right now.
Yeah, our childhoods were very different.
It doesn't sound like you were just talking about being a skater girl. We might have been in the same skate park. You were 11. I was 20. No, I was done skating by then. Oh, God. It's so weird how, like, the age gap thing, like, now is it feels fine. But, like, if you go back a decade, it's insane. Like, all right, go back a decade.
I'm 18.
You're 18. I'm almost 30. I'm what, 27? You go back 10 more years. I'm 17.
I'm 8?
No. 9. Right? No.
No, 8. 8.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. I'm a junior in high school. And you're a second grader?
And I still have no memories.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, think about, like, when I was shitting myself.
When you were shitting yourself,
I was in diapers.
I was being handed a diploma. When you were shitting yourself, I was looking up Justin's class rings. Justin. Thank you.
Yeah. That?
You didn't get Justin. Nobody got Justin's class
rings. Class
rings
were, I mean, chime so off. Yeah. There was no way.
I didn't get one, but I got close. And I'm so glad. Dude, if I had a high school ring.
I'm going to let you know right now, I would not be with you.
Oh, yeah. If you're watching this, please send us photos. If you have high school rings, we want to see them.
No.
Yeah, dude. What was your birthstone? That's what I want to know. What is your birthstone?
Ruby.
Huh. That makes sense. I have no clue what mine is.
Okay, that Tanzanite. Makes sense. Yours is charcoal.
It's charcoal? Yeah. It could be. I don't know what. I don't know.
I never answered. Like the first one or just an experience?
COVID, honestly. Y'all remember that
the
shit?
The only thing good about COVID, honestly, for the disabled
How
community,
old were you when COVID happened? 6?
23. COVID did prove that the world can very fucking easily
fall apart.
ADA compliant. Oh. Everything can be delivered. Everything can be changed. But they were not willing to make those accommodations and deliver when needed them. And now those things are still in place, thankfully. So, and mRNA.
Like QR codes.
mRNA. It's true.
Yeah.
mRNA.
That was a good thing that came out of.
With the vaccine, I know a lot of people are like, man, I get it.
You're about to lose your whole Kill Tony audience right now.
No, the good part about mRNA is that is what, like, has led to them almost finding a fucking cure for me. It's
very
the
true.
Science behind it. When a larger population needs something, science moves faster, and then those things trickle down to orphan diseases like mine, and it is beneficial.
Yeah, so mRNA is what the delivery method which. So now with
that's
that mass study,
they're
able to be like, oh, we can deliver the protein back into your mitochondria through mRNA.
Mm-hmm. Which, because they've known why I am this way. I don't make enough of a protein called for taxin. But the issue was, how do we deliver it to your mitochondria and get it in there so your body eventually gets in the right place? It tricks your body into like copying the correct amount, being like, oh shit, this is what we're supposed to be doing. And that's called gene therapy. But they've made synthetic frataxin, and because of mRNA, that is the thing. Yeah, that's what you said. I'm making it longer. Yep.
Making it longer?
I'm just saying what you said, no longer.
Oh. No, yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, hell, the biologic I'm on, I don't know if it had anything, if COVID helped with it at all, but another fascinating medical advance. It's just like it keeps my body from over-inflaming, basically.
What does that do for you?
So I had like psoriatic arthritis, and I got it after COVID, not after the shot. I got it after I got COVID. Like, my body just started like swelling up in like my joints, and I didn't know what it was. And I had like this little tiny thing on my leg that like wouldn't go away. It was like a scab. So I went to the doctor, and I was showing him like my joint, my feet, like my knuckle was like giant. I thought I like broke my finger, and it just didn't go away. So I finally go, and he like starts examining my skin just to see. And I was like, oh, I have this thing on my leg. And that's the only reason they could realize that like it was psoriatic arthritis. And it was like that big. So I found that out from like a, and then I go to the doctor, and they're, or I go to the rheumatologist, and they're checking it out, and like, it's a very like aggressive case. Like, it came on very sudden and like very fast. Like, I was like struggling to like get out of bed in the morning because my spine was swollen too. And I was like, all right, well, you know, what do I do? He's like, well, you can get on this biologic. It's a shot that you have to take once a month that'll keep your body, like the interleukins and cytokines is what they're called, like from, I guess, like over attacking and trying to overheal things in your body. I don't know if I'm saying it right.
It's released. Talk about the easiest way to explain it, I think, is the working out thing. That's what made it click.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, if I work out, like, my joints and shit will get over, like, it'll, because, like, they inflame, like, stuff inflames because it's healing. Like, all your blood's getting to that and, like, whatever. But, like, my body just continues to send it even after it, and it just doop, doop, doop.
Which is AIDS.
So, that's a good point. So, yeah, I'm at the doctor's office. I'm like, so, all right. He's like, so you can get on this. I was like, it's an insanely expensive medication. I mean, without insurance, I think they're like, dude, one shot is probably like 10 grand, I think. And,
you have to do it once a month?
Yeah, do it once a month. And I'm like, dude, if I ever get off health insurance, I can't afford that. And I mean, nobody really can. And I was like, all right, so what if I just don't get on it? And they're like, well, as aggressive as your case is, like in 5 years, you'll probably be, you know, wheelchair bound and in a lot of pain. Because like the whole thing about this is like, it's very painful. And I remember I saw her, she was like 12 at the time. And I was like, nah, I don't want that. I was like, give me the shot. So I'm good. And so I had to make a choice, like, to just start. And like, once you get on it, getting off of it can make it worse. Yeah. So it's like, I guess I stay on it for the rest of my life. If any doctors want to chime in, hopefully there's advances where there's like a one and done shot through like gene therapy that alters my genes from doing that. So that could be an advancement through mRNA. But
if I get cured, almost every genetic disease is cured. Like, it's all applicable.
But do they do that?
They don't want to, and we've talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not if we don't release.
Yeah, dude, we had a test run podcast. It was, you want to talk about dead air and awkwardness. We realized, I'm glad we watched it back, though. Because I was like, hey, dude, talk. There's so much dead air in that episode.
No. Fucking Big Pharma. Yeah, like
they're awesome and then they're not.
They're not awesome. Fuck them. My thing is it's cliche as shit, but like follow the money, and that's what it is. Like if it doesn't serve financially, they're not gonna do it. And curing something, a one and done thing, does not serve them financially. Only treating, like the shots Matt's doing, or yeah, the pills I'm taking, which is $33,000 a month.
And you just got your Kill Tony audience back. Nice. No, I mean, yeah, it's, here's the thing. From a business stance, I get it.
No.
You make money.
This is bigger than business. That's the thing. It is. I hope.
I'm not defending.
Hold on. Big Pharma. Let me be mad for a sec. I hope that every fucking billionaire in charge of making those choices, I hope they get the disease they're blocking the cure for.
That's good. I thought you were about to say something else. I'm like, we cannot show that. You have to take that out.
No, it's like their kids, their wives, them. They have to get it for them to have any fucking empathy. Because they'll change their tone level, real quick. That's what I mean. And that. That's a torch I hold. That's a hill I will fucking die on.
That's what scares me about, like, my eyes. I was like, oh, what's the point in curing blindness, you know? Like, I hope it happens, but I don't know if it will. We'll have to find out.
Yeah.
Big Pharma, if you're listening,
try to get enough Patreon subscribers.
If we can get enough Patreon subscribers, she can get a whole new body and I can get new eyes. How cool would that be?
Pretty. Cue Sarah McLachlan.
Cue Arms of an Angel, Sarah McLachlan. She's keeping the boobs, though.
Yeah.
Whole body minus boobs day. We got to get, guys, we got to get more Patreon subscribers.
Stupid.
Okay. Well, we were so thought that was going to be a fun riff. And then we in and out, you know.
No, I know. It's just funny.
Yeah. Any other questions, Bray Dizzle?
Sorry, Bray. For what? I don't know.
We got to get Brady mic'd up.
Yeah.
Earlier you said rolling distance. Does it bother you when people say walking distance?
No. It doesn't bother me because that's just like you're expressing that I showed up. And I understand that the only reason I say shit like rolling distance is because I don't want to hear people online being like, don't you mean rolling?
Yeah.
When I say walking distance. Because it's like, I get it. Yeah. It's easy. Sometimes I take the bait too. But I'll avoid it if I want to.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, nobody's going to come up with a hacky ass joke that you haven't already heard.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the, just what, there was one that like always comes up. I'm like, and does anybody like not see all this in the comments and be like, okay, never mind. Somebody already said that a million times.
20 people have already said this.
I appreciate clever ones for you.
I agree.
But yeah, when you said rolling distance, I was like, interesting. You hate walkers, don't you?
Yeah, day walkers are disgusting. Day walkers are
the worst.
Ugh. Unnatural.
Are there any misconceptions about comedy or comedians?
Any misconceptions about comedians?
That we're wealthy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, I had someone, I don't know who they are, they've never even met me at like a show. Venmo requested me $500 and they were like, you're my favorite comedian and I really could use some help, blah blah blah.
Dang,
brother. I'm broke. And I'm trying not to get that way. We're all working on it. It's, you know, being doing what we love pays off eventually. But, like, yeah, I think people think, like, having followers online equates to financial gain, and that is not true.
Nah, you gotta learn how to monetize it. If only I could learn how to monetize Jathan.
That's your white whale.
Yeah, I don't get that reference. What is white whale?
They're like really rare. Yeah.
Moby Dick? Wait, Moby Dick didn't exist?
That Murfreesboro education.
Well, hold on. Santa. Wait, so Moby Dick is just like a, it's a fiction? It's a big book. I'm not going to ever touch that.
It's like a metaphor.
Oh, for like chasing something you'll never get?
Obtaining. He's just going to say what you say because
oh, shit. So like, it's, hold on. So you're telling me?
Wait, I'm having an epiphany.
Oh, I get it. So it's just like chasing something that you'll never obtain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Literate.
You don't have to clip. Just send me that. I want to see myself saying obtain in the right context. Damn, I'm going to roll. Obtain context? Who am I? Fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson?
What's the weirdest thing you've ever Googled?
Ooh.
Don't, I can't answer that. You go ahead.
Oh my god, a couple years ago I went down a fucking rabbit hole reading reviews for coffins on Amazon.
Wow.
Well, the other night, me and Matt were, I was high as shit, and we were reading all the Amazon reviews for these different condoms, and this guy posted like a 3-minute long video.
Oh my god, yes.
About how much he uses the condom.
Hold on. Like, and we were like, dude, we get it, dude, you're getting laid. Dude, but then he even said... He was like, I haven't used many of them because I have not been having sex. Also, I don't know if that was his accent, but I feel like it's kind of...
He was just brown, and that's great.
Oh, whoa, dude. Take that out.
Well, he was like Indian.
Oh, my bad. So he was like... No, he definitely had an accent.
Slightly, nothing that...
Did you do it then?
No.
If you remember so well.
I can barely do my own accent. Leave me alone.
Condoms. These condoms don't fit.
Condom style.
Condom style. Hit it.
If animals could talk,
what
kind do you think would be your friend?
Where are you getting these questions? Are these yours?
Is your first date questions, Brady?
If animals could talk, what kind do you think would be your friends?
Yeah. That's a good question.
I'm trying to give the audience something about you guys. What? They're going to find something that I don't know about myself. Yeah. Dolphins seem kind of... No.
Whoa,
I heard a dark story about dolphins. Yeah. They'll try and be your friends and then fuck you. So...
all dolphins are
boys. pandas. Panda.
Aww.
I feel like pandas, but pandas are pretty dumb, right? They fall out of trees a lot. That's like the number one way they die.
You know what would be my friend specifically?
Lulu.
That's the question.
A sloth.
A sloth? We'd yeah, sloths like, seem pretty
hey,
cool.
Hey, Brandy, be like, hey, don't talk so fast.
Slow down. I like raccoons.
Ew, get the fuck.
That's a weird response I have to that. You don't like raccoons?
Bro.
Possums?
That's like the cat.
Have you seen the possums on TikTok?
Yes.
They look so, so cute. We're watching two different TikToks. All right. Yeah, that's an hour. Okay, also, yeah, keep sending us questions.
We didn't answer the one they did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where my phone? Yeah, so we had a question from the Rampin' Up email from Lane Glaze. This is a question for you, Fee. Yo, my name is Lane Glaze. That's it. I do comedy in Louisville, Kentucky. Pretty sure I'm the only one in a wheelchair in our scene. Fiona and I actually have the same disorder. Do you have any advice for somebody with this fucked up situation? Friedrich's ataxia, just starting out in comedy. Do you have any, sorry, do you have any advice for somebody? I'm sorry, man. I'm really, do you have any advice for somebody with this fucked up situation just starting out in comedy? I've only been doing it since August, but I feel like it's going better than expected. I'm trying to get on Kill Tony in Nashville on April 5th. I bought, tickets, but I have no idea how to sign up. Any tips or tricks to be more effective on the stage when you're sitting on business in a chair? And I also think we should race for pinks at Smoke You. Later, that? Tater, Lane Glizzy.
Race for pinks.
Pinks are like the ownership of your car, right?
Oh, they say that in pinks. Greece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they say it in Fast and Furious, too.
Never seen it. Okay.
Interesting.
Just because I'm in a wheelchair doesn't mean I know about cars, Matt. How many times do I have to tell you that?
I don't know. Every time. I'm still shocked by it.
Okay. Well, hell yeah, bitch. I don't know if you're a girl or a boy. But hell yeah.
Lane Glaze. What do you mean, hell yeah? Those were questions. What the fuck?
No, I mean
yeah, hell yeah, Lane.
I mean,
hell, see you guys next week.
No, I mean, hell yeah for starting comedy. That's great. I'm glad it's going well. I think my biggest advice, something I had to like work through in the beginning when I was doing comedy, was kind of trying to figure out if people were like genuinely laughing at me or, you know, my biggest fear was always pity laughs. So I think to really navigate those waters, because, you know, I still fucking get those, I'm sure. But like, you need to figure out, like, get honest with yourself. Because just doing jokes about disability in general, and this is all growing pains that I'm going through, and then as opposed to doing jokes and like writing on your specific experience as a disabled person, is so much more impactful. And obviously, Kill Tony is great for exposure and all of that. I would say, as a new comedian, I might hold off on trying to get on Kill Tony, because like if you really have it and it doesn't go well, because up there it's not always about if your jokes are good, it's about like the stage time you've had and how comfortable you are. And you don't want that to go wrong and then that discourage you from continuing on. Is that fair or not?
No, I think that's fair. If you want a perfect example, go back and watch Kill Tony the last time they're in Nashville and watch mine. I was like 6 months into comedy. I should not have signed up. I had no, I told like a minute out of a, I just wasn't where I wanted to be in comedy yet. And this was before it was as big as it is now. It is a big opportunity, but make sure that opportunity meets preparation. If you've only been doing comedy since August, how much are you getting up? How much stage time do you have so far? Like, Are you featuring already? I know you're in Kentucky somewhere in Louisville, so they've got a decent scene, you know, a pretty good sized scene there. Are you getting up at Louisville Comedy Club? And also just, but who knows? I mean, you know, if you go up at an arena, it's a different
like it
beast.
Could be great or
yeah.
Like you it's so fucking random, but I would say the only time I'm like fuck is when I see people that's clear there's a lot of promise there, but it may have been too soon for them to have that kind of platform.
Yeah.
So it's like now they have it and they don't have enough material to back it up or doesn't go as planned or.
Because I mean, you were what, 3 years in before you went up?
Yeah. And I just,
Because the thing is, it is something that could change your life and get you really good exposure. But you want to, you know, I don't want to discourage anybody from not signing up.
If you do it and it goes great, do it.
Yeah, because you could rock the interview. You could rock the minute. I mean, all you need is a solid minute. I mean, I say sign up if you're confident enough and if you've been getting in the stage time and if you're comfortable on stage.
Yeah,
if you're not, it can be very tough. But if you're comfortable on stage and comfortable talking about yourself and if you've got interesting stories, like they're going to ask you, you know, what do you do? Or like in your case, they'll probably ask what your condition is. Your dating life and things. So if you have interesting things to say about that in the interview process and, you know, obviously have a funny minute.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I was sort of not. Was that fair? I feel like maybe that was too real of an answer.
If you're serious about doing comedy and you are like, but you already know, like Fiona was already kind of doing well in comedy for the path that she was on and doing it. I mean, it's all she did.
I was going up like 5 times a week.
Yeah, and, you know, doing shows and featuring places really working. So if you're, you know, really hitting the ground hard and working your ass off, then I would say.
Hitting the ground running. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, look, if you're hitting the ground really hard.
If you just fucking break those brakes off your wheelchair and let that bitch go.
Yeah, just cut the brakes and roll through it, you know?
Anyways, I'm sorry, Lane. I think that's awesome. Please write in again.
Yeah.
If you have more specific questions that you feel like we didn't touch on, just email us and we'll reply.
Yeah. And sorry if I've just ruined everything.
Thank you for apologizing.
Yeah. All right, you want to wrap it up and ramp it out?
Yeah, all right. We're going to wrap this up and head over to the Patreon for this episode. Thank y'all for watching. If you want to join us over there, go ahead.
That's right. Subscribe. And be sure to follow us on all social media, Ramping Up Pod across everything. It's on Instagram, TikTok. We'll probably have a Facebook by the time this comes out. Patreon is Ramping Up Pod. Email us if you want, rampinguppod@gmail.com with any questions you got. You guys are awesome. Thank y'all for watching.
Okay, well, I love y'all.
Lay.
Bye. We're ramping up. Shut up.